The Justice Department is investigating a hotel operating as migrant shelter in New York City, according to multiple reports. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York sent a subpoena to the Roosevelt Hotel, which has been operating as a migrant shelter since 2022, when New York City first experienced an influx of migrants. More than 230,000 migrants arrived in New York City since August 2022. Federal prosecutors want the hotel to provide a list of full names of aliens currently residing there, including their country of origin, ID numbers, and their dates of birth. Prosecutors are also seeking details on funding sources, alleging a violation of immigration law, according to Fox 5 New York. Details on the alleged violation are unknown. The DOJ is also looking into the Chandler Hotel, which currently operates as a homeless shelter, according to reports. New York City officials have not received any type of subpoena as of Wednesday morning, according to the New York Times. The city signed multi-million dollar contracts with more than 100 hotels to house more than 230,000 migrants when asylum seekers began arriving in New York City. City Hall spent more than $7 billion on migrants' shelter and food. A spokesperson for the mayor's office released a statement saying, "We cannot comment on any type of federal investigation." In February, the Trump administration rescinded $80 million in FEMA funds allocated to New York City to help with the asylum seeker crisis over concerns of gang and criminal activity at the Roosevelt Hotel. In response, New York City sued the Trump administration to get the funds back, and a federal judge blocked that request.